This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. And we talk about it all the time, which is a great thing, I guess. Anyways, today's Tuesday, November the 12th of 2024, day 317th. Of the year, and only 49 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. And, you know, we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yeah, did I talk about the multiverse known as Safety FM? If not, I should have, that's for sure. Anyways, how has the last 24 hours or so been since we last hung out? Because, you know, it's always a good time. It is always a good time when you and I get to do our thing. There is no doubt about that. There is no greater joy in my day than actually getting to hang out with you and talking about all the nonsense that we get to do as we hang out. Seriously. So let's talk about this. Our show consists of radio, video, and podcasting. So we are a radio show that goes into a podcast that goes into a video show. So let's go through that whole aspect. We're available on safetyfm.com. We're available on radiobig.fm. We're also available on your favorite podcast catcher. And if you have one of those fancy dancy ones, we do it live from 7 a.m. Eastern time. Until 8 a.m. Eastern time on that live podcatcher, depending on how it is. If not, it actually drops directly into a podcatcher at 8 a.m. Eastern time. So there you go. Some stuff going on there. And then we're doing the video thing on all your favorite social media networks. Probably with the exception of TikTok. That's probably the only acceptor to the whole thing. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on as we're doing that. And we talk about safety in the news. That's kind of what the show consistency is. Safety in the news. We go through the whole aspects of everything that's going on because that's kind of how we hang. That's the stuff that we like to do around here. So that's what's going on. So with that being said, let's tell you a little bit more. If you want to interact with the show, call in radio.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving for you. So he gets it into our system, and then you have the audio, video, and text messaging aspect of doing all of that stuff. If you use the social media aspects, don't worry. I will see it at some point. Just probably won't happen during the show. Let's just be realistic. That's kind of how it goes through there. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring in some of the people that hang out with us and talk a little bit. We'll do that in just one moment in regards to what they talk about in regards to the news. And then as we go through the news stuff, we'll get to our main story. Yeah, it's a lot of cluster stuff in regards to going on. Let's talk about the trends right away.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the end of the end, another lawsuit and the FTX saga and layoffs hit Boeing. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Britney Spears reunites with one of her sons, and Diddy's lawyers ask for bail again. And Whoop stumbles on The View, and Kevin Costner, well, it says Whoop, but it probably should have said Whoopee, stumbles on The View, and Kevin Costner was kept in the dark about Yellowstone's exit. So there you go. What else? And Queen Elizabeth had some cheeky words for the outgoing prime minister just hours before her death. So there you go. Shake, 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 cheeky banana. What? Yeah, there you go. Some stuff going on right there. So that's it. That's the layout of the land. So if you're ready, I'll bring in my friends from Feature Story News so they can tell us a little bit about what the hell is going on inside of the world, because we have to talk about it. You know, there was just a presidential election that was only a week ago. For some people, it is the greatest time of their life. For some other people, they are more pissed off than you can shake a stick at. And I don't know why you would shake a stick at somebody who's pissed off, but I mean, leave it neither here nor there to figure out exactly what that means. So with that being said, if you're ready, I'm ready, and we can get into our main, well, not our main news story, but we'll get into some of the news stuff that's going on right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Hong Kong, I'm Laura Westbrook. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump announced that former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will head up the Environmental Protection Agency. He's reportedly selected Florida Congressman Michael Waltz as the next national security advisor, and Senator Marco Rubio is reportedly being considered for Secretary of State. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Lee Zeldin becomes the latest name to make it onto Donald Trump's top team, being nominated as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. He would oversee Trump's planned rollback on environmental regulations that were put in place by the Biden administration, including clamping down on emissions from power plants and tailpipes. The cabinet-level position would need confirmation from the Senate. Zeldin joins Tom Homan and Elise Stefanik, put forward by Trump to be the border czar and UN ambassador, respectively.
Scientists are virtually certain that 2024 will be the warmest year on record. It comes as world leaders gather in Azerbaijan for the United Nations annual climate conference. Sally Patterson reports.
World leaders from around 200 nations will gather for COP29 over the next 2 weeks. They'll focus in particular on how to limit long-term global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius, a target set by the Paris Agreement in 2015. The US climate envoy spoke at the conference on Monday, around a week after his country elected a new president. John Podesta says Donald Trump may put climate change on the back burner, but work to slow global warming will continue in America. He says Trump's re-election was, quote, bitterly disappointing, and countered the former president's claims that climate change is a hoax.
The UK's defense secretary says US president-elect Donald Trump is right to push European nations to increase NATO defense spending. John Healey added that Trump's new administration is expected to remain committed to the security alliance, despite previous criticism of the bloc by Trump. Simon Guy-Tan reports.
UK Secretary of State for Defence John Healey insisted he expects a Trump-led US would not turn away from NATO and would continue to stand alongside Ukraine alongside NATO allies like the UK. Healey also said that Trump had rightly pushed European member states to do more to fund NATO better, and that he himself believed that the European nations in NATO need to do more of the heavy lifting. Trump has previously criticised NATO and accused other member countries of not spending enough on the bloc in comparison with the US, and during the election campaign even threatened to only defend countries that met their defence spending obligations, leading to concerns of the US's commitment to NATO in Trump's upcoming second term. The UK has upped its defence spending pledge to 2.5% of GDP and has urged other member states to do the same.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the future for Ukraine. Now Donald Trump is America's president-elect. It seems clear that a Trump administration will not continue to provide military assistance to Kyiv and may encourage President Volodymyr Zelensky to sit down for peace talks with the Russians that result in Crimea and parts of eastern Ukraine being ceded to Moscow. Bill Browder is a prominent critic of Vladimir Putin. He heads the global Magnitsky Justice Campaign and is worried about the portrait contents of Trump's victory for Kyiv.
I'm extremely concerned. He has made it very clear that he's going to cut off military aid for Ukraine. Donald Trump Jr. was gloating on Twitter that Vladimir Zelensky's got 39 days left to get money from the United States. It's a very desperate situation because Ukraine gets about half of its military aid from the United States. And if the United States decides to stop that flow of money, then Ukraine won't be able to buy ammunition and other things to fend off the Russians. And it could lead to a catastrophic defeat in Ukraine if other things don't happen to shore up their defense in other ways.
One way might be for President Biden to give Ukraine clearance to use U.S.-supplied weapons to their full effect, but that won't offset the dramatic shift that is coming in January. President-elect Trump reportedly told Vladimir Putin last week not to escalate the conflict. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. The Trump administration is taking shape, with high-profile appointments underway, including the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. The annual climate conference gets underway in Azerbaijan, with delegates once again warning that urgent action is needed. The British Defence Secretary says Donald Trump is right to push other European nations to put more funding into the security alliance NATO. And that is the latest feature story news. Laura Westbrook reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront costs whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks, though. With the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely day, doing the things that we get to do. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's go ahead and get into some of the stuff of the shit list, because that is what we talk about at this particular section. So let's go ahead and do that going forward. So here we go. The bankruptcy estate managing the defunct crypto exchange FTX has sued rival company Binance, I believe it is what it is, to claw back out the funds to earn damages. In 2019, then CEO Sam Bankman-Fried sold one-fifth of FTX to Binance, I believe. We'll call it that. But by July of 2021, Binance wanted out of the stake. FTX fought back its shares, or bought back its shares, for $1.76 billion. By that point, FTX was already insolvent on paper, using customers' funds for repurchasing, even though it wasn't yet public. The suit argues that the payout amounts to the fraudulent transfer as part of the Bankman-Fried ongoing schemes. The suit also alleges that Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao set out to destroy FTX at that point, and accuses him of fraud, injurious falsehoods, and intentional misinterpretations, and unjust enrichments. Worth remembering, only after Zhao pulled out of the reinvestment into 2022 did FTX collapse accelerate. This is according to Ars Technica. So what do you think here? You know, there's some of these stories that we start talking about that I feel like when we start talking about them, immediately I can tell you that they're going to be ongoing forever by the way that they are addressed. So we're going to continue to see what the hell is this cluster of what's going on over here. No doubt about that. So there you go. Also, let's talk about some other stuff. Butter, a household staple, usually includes just one ingredient, milk, and maybe some salt. And the FDA wants this to be super sure, you know, that the regulatory agency is forcing Costco to recall 79,200 pounds of the household Kirkland brand butter because the packaging did not include the disclaimer the product contains milk. An official edict from the CDC notes that milk allergens are common in the United States, and no word from the FDA if anyone's reported adverse reaction or illness as a result of buying the butter. This is according to Food and Wine. No, that's where the source information is coming from, now that it's Food and Wine that's telling you this stuff. But man, does that get interesting quick when we start talking about it. No doubt there. So there you go. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready? Because when I tell you this, you're going to be like, what? You're going to be like, what? Or you're going to be like,
what? What? What?
So let's talk. Boeing plans a massive layoff to offset the cost of the new union's deal to the company's 33,000 machinists. The future rest of the company workforce isn't so certain. Spokesperson at Boeing estimates that 17,000 people will get the pink slips heading into the holidays, about 10% of their total headcount. Notices will go out before Thanksgiving, ending contracts on January the 17th. Dismissals will include severance and career transition services, a Boeing rep says to KOMO. So there you go. So think about that. Right before Thanksgiving, you get the note that, hey, on January the 17th, that's going to be your bye-bye day. Not really a good time if we really start talking about some of this stuff. Not a doubt there when I say that. And I know some people are going to be like, well, that's kind of mean. Well, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to talk about what the hell's going on. So think about it that way. So let's take a look at January 17th. January 17th lands on a Friday in 2025. So as you're talking about that, there's a lot of people transitioning at that particular portion as well. Because remember, the inauguration is on January the 20th, which is also Martin Luther King Day. So it'll be a nice little combo when you get to that information. So we're going to see what's going to happen there.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so in August, a Wisconsin man, Ryan Bogart, disappeared after taking his kayak into the Green Lake. He was presumed dead when law enforcement found his capsized vessel in an empty vehicle in a nearby park. Investigators also found a tackle box, a wallet, license, and keys. After 8 weeks, search for Bogart's body was never found. Now investigation thinks that Bogart faked his death. His passport was used the day after he disappeared. This discovery led them to break into his laptop, which suggested he currently is in Europe. He even wiped the hard drive and cleared his search histories for the days of his disappearance. And boom goes the dynamite. And more analysts show that he took out $375,000 in life insurance policy for his family and was communicating by email with a woman in another country. Investigators can't pinpoint where Bogart is now. They're looking for any accomplices who might have helped arrange the apparent con. Bogart left behind a wife and two children. This is according to NBC News. NBC News saying all this stuff. I mean, that gets a little wild. In regards to talking about some of this stuff, I mean, let's not lie here in regards to what's going on. I mean, it gets weird when all of a sudden you look around and you go, hey, I think it might be time to do a little disappearing act in regards to what I have going on. I don't know. I mean, how do you look at this stuff? It's a strange time, regardless on how you want to kind of settle some of this stuff. It just gets strange that this is what you're going to be looking into. So with that being said, why don't we take a deeper dive for just a brief moment in time here on what exactly is going on there. So let's take a looker. Take a listen to this.
Not know that, where he is. We know that he's not in our lake.
Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Padole says they were searching in Green Lake with the help of the nonprofit Bruce's Legacy for 8 weeks trying to locate Borgwart. Bruce's Legacy founder Keith Cormican says he became suspicious after his group's advanced sonar could not detect a body.
You know, after probably 10 days of being, you know, searching the area, I was definitely probably figuring something was up by then because we had covered it so well. And after 20 days, you know, I was just in awe. I just kept telling them, I just can't believe anybody could swim this far away from our last ping. So
the sheriff's office says it searched Borgwart's laptop and found photos of passports, inquiries about moving funds to international banks, and communication with a woman from Uzbekistan. Law enforcement says they found Borgwart took out a $375,000 life insurance policy and had purchased an airline gift card. They also say his passport was checked by Canadian authorities in August after he had gone missing. Sheriff Padole says he spoke with Borgwart's wife and young children Friday morning.
I cannot imagine what she's going through and they're going through. It's really hard because, one, they felt that their dad was drowned. A day ago, they found out that he wasn't.
I mean, think about this for a moment. This guy all of a sudden does a vanishing act, allegedly, and all of a sudden there is all kinds of questions on what's going on. I mean, if life is that bad, isn't there like different ways to go about ditching? I mean, I'm just saying. Let's continue.
At a press conference Friday, Sheriff Padul shared a message to Borgwart.
Ryan, if you're viewing this, I plead that you contact us or contact your family. We understand that things can happen, but there's a family that wants their daddy back.
There you go. A lot of interesting stuff for sure, as we are talking about that. Man, I mean, how weird does life get that this is what we end up doing? I mean, I don't know. It's a strange time, no doubt there. So let's continue talking. Saks Fifth Avenue is axing their annual light show in effort to save some dough. A rep for the location says that instead will honor the architectural significance of the iconic building, elegantly illuminating the facade and framing the holiday windows, as well as highlighting the fashion in which Saks Fifth Avenue is known for. With its close proximity to the Rockefeller Christmas tree, the annual event drew in massive crowds during the holiday season. By the way, this year also marks the flagship store's 100th year. This is according to the New York Post. So what do you think? I mean, I don't know. You have to do everything possible to save a penny if you can. Let's not lie here. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, I know what's going on with other people's finances. Number one, it's none of my business. And number two, yeah, I mean, if you need to save some dollars, some pennies, and so on, you need to do your thing. So there you go. Also, in some other news, let's talk about some things. We're going to talk about baby news. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger welcome baby three together. He's 45, she's 34. Ford Fitzgerald Schwarzenegger Pratt arrived on Friday, November the 8th, according to a joint Instagram post. The couple are already parents to two daughters, 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, while Pratt is also a dad to a 12-year-old son who he shares with Anna Faris. So there you go. Also, actress Megan Fox and musician Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their child together. She's 38 and he's 33. Fox is already a mom of a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old she shares with Brian Austin Green, while MGK is a dad to a 15-year-old who he shares with Emma Cannon. So, a lot of babies around. So there you go. Enjoy that together. So what other things are going on? The Dow gained about 304 points to close at 44,293 on Monday. The S&P ticked up by 5 points to close at 6,001. And the NASDAQ added about 12 points to close at 19,298. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $71 a barrel. The national average of a gallon of gas was $3.08 on Monday. That's for the price of it, just in case. Also, Bitcoin's continues to surge following Donald Trump's win this week after he campaigned on acknowledging the cryptocurrency legitimacy and protecting it from regulation. It passed the $86,000 mark for the first time on Monday. Yeah, I mean, there's some interesting news stories on some of the stuff that good old Trump was talking about in regards of what would happen if he became the president, and what he would do with some of the cryptocurrency stuff. If you have not found it, you should probably go look at it, because he was doing a big speech about it. Yeah, I was sending some of those videos out to some people. And I like to share information that I find, because let's just be realistic. Not all of the stuff that I find am I able to put onto the show. So we have to, sometimes, if you're kind of part of the little group that I interact with in regards to doing some of this stuff for the show, I will send you some info and go, this one, that one, let's kind of go through there. And then I have some other people that give me information, and then we're kind of like, okay, let's pull this, let's pull that, let's pull this. And that's why it always seems like a huge
clusterfuck
of things that we have going on here. So that's why you see it all over the place. But you should find that one, because it's definitely worth talking about. Anyways, I spoke about this at the very beginning of the show, so let's talk right now. Britney Spears is reportedly back in communication with her son, Jaden James Federline, after moving to Hawaii with his dad, Kevin Federline, and younger brother, Sean Preston. Jaden has recently returned to California, where Spears lives. It is unclear if he is currently staying with his mom, but insiders told Page Six that the two have been spending a lot of time together, a huge step after years of estrangement. The reason for Jaden's moving back is unknown, but now that he's 18, he could be attending school. This is according to Page Six. Also on the topic, Kevin's attorney tells TMZ that any sort of reconciliation between Jaden and his mom is news to him. So there you go. Some information as always. Let's continue talking about the saga going on with Liam Payne's. So take a listen to the guest. The guy charged with supplying drugs to Liam Payne denies doing so. Brian Naul Pais says that while he had two hotel meetings with Payne, he never supplied him with drugs or received money for them. He does not admit to using drugs with the late singer. However, just 3 days prior to his fatal fall, Pais is one of the three suspects charged in connection with Payne's death, alongside with a friend and the singer at the hotel employee. This is according to TMZ. So what do you think? A lot of stuff to be talked about as we are going through. So yesterday we talked about some Sean Combs news, and guess what? We're going to do some of that today as well. Sean Combs' attorney are once again requesting bail for the disgraced music mogul, citing new evidence that allegedly shows that the prosecution's case is thin. In the latest filing, the defense promises around-the-clock home detention, security monitoring, and near total restrictions on Combs' ability to contact anyone besides his attorney. His trial is currently set for May of 2025. I'm going to tell you this. If you're trying to get out of the pokey, I would imagine that you'd be willing to lay anything on the line, not to be stuck there for 6 months before anything's going on. So I will imagine that this is what they're saying they're going to do. We'll see what happens, because it's going to get strange before it gets anything else. That is for sure. So anyways, with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's do this, because I think, therefore I am, that we should probably go ahead and do that thing that we do around this time that we refer to as our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, main story time. And man, I have to tell you, over the last week, what a cluster, huh? What a cluster. And I'm not talking about who won the election. I'm not talking about who lost the election, who I wanted to win the election, who I wanted to lose the election. None of that shit. What I'm talking about is, man, politics has been inundating everything. And I feel that this is going to be the way that it's going to be, at least until January the 20th, at minimum. And then we'll kind of move forward and talk about everything else. So let's kind of refocus on what we do. And let's talk about the stuff that's going on. Now, between you and I don't know how much I should say about this, but I will talk about this. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with OSHA going forward. And there were some minor conversations, and we'll bring some stuff to you on the network very soon in regards of everything that's going on over there. Because, like I said, January the 17th will be a big day. But with that being said, let's talk about your normal workplace. Let's talk about this. So have you been at a place of employment where all of a sudden the head of safety, that be it the vice president, director, whatever the hell their title is, changes? The person that was in charge of safety, quote unquote, for the company is no longer there. Yeah, no longer there. Bye-bye. No more. Gonzo, whatever word you want to input there. And then what happens? What happens with everything that was done until that point? It becomes a weird one sometimes. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because some people, I will imagine, in the federal government feel that way right now. Some things are going to change inside of what's going on. So I look at it from the standpoint of, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Is it an indifferent thing? I don't know. So as I go through this, I'm going to go as light as possible, and I want to do the compare and contrast. So if your lifetime right now, things had changed inside of your workplace, what are you expecting going forward? Now, a good manager, a good director, a good vice president will come in and look at what's there and then try to build from that particular aspect. Now, you have some people that come in and they will say, hey, I need to change things because is the way that stuff has to be, opposed to saying anything else. So I look at it from the standpoint and go, huh, that gets interesting. And the reason that I say that is because I have always been a proponent that when you go into somewhere new, you need to take a look around at what's there, opposed to putting in your agenda right away. And I don't mean the word agenda like in a bad way. I mean, you want to take a look at what people are doing, opposed to just saying, okay, it is time to run and gun and not take a look at anything else. Because listen, I've been to several companies that they had good platforms in place prior to my arrival. And what I have always told people is that what I like to do is take a look at stuff that's there and try to enhance it. Try to enhance information or things that might need to change, you know, tweak stuff as you go. It doesn't always have to be when a new figurehead, quote unquote, comes in, says that everything else needs to be new from scratch. Now, I don't know how you feel today in regards as you sit back and you're taking a look at what some of the things that might change with OSHA. Over the last few years, have the last 4 years, have they progressed? I don't know. It's going to be a matter of opinion. Now, what I always tell people about the stuff with OSHA, and I'm not picking on OSHA as I talk about this, is that that is like the guideline. And I look at that as the bare minimum of things that you could do. And some people will go, well, that's probably the best thing you can do. No, that's the bare minimum. I've never wanted to be a bare minimum kind of person in regards to when I'm working on stuff to make sure that people are still alive and safe. So as you look at this today, I want you to go back for a moment and go, what do you think will be best when something new goes into place, when you have a new figurehead going in to take over that? What have you done in the past? And what was the outcome overall?
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you got to work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio
Big.
Okay, Rated R Safety Show, 43 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, what's the price you pay for heaven? Yeah, that's the song going on in the background right there. That is by Night, N-I-T-E. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, in YouTube Music. So what's the price you pay for heaven? So there you go. We would like to thank Knight for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, carry me to a place. You know how it is. I get hung up on a song and I will not go. What's the price you pay for heaven? Okay, so let's get back into the move and the groove of everything that we have going on. Because that's what we have to do around here, as you know. So, yeah, you're still hanging out with me as we are talking and doing our stuff. But let me tell you real quick about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on her arms. So, when you're having a tough moment or a day, it's okay to pause for the cause and take care of yourself. If you go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says self-care, there will be some suggestions on how you can do things right now and how you can make plans to keep your self-care efforts going into the future. There's all kinds of information on there, anything related about taking care of your basic needs, making sure you connect to your breath. There's some videos for body scan meditation, some ways that you can actually use your senses and feelings to different things. Call and contact someone. I mean, there is just a plethora, and I mean a plethora of information right there. So all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says self-care. It's kind of far, you know, to the far right, but it's not at the very end, just in case, as we are talking. So there you go. A lot of stuff for you for us to go through that information right there. So there you go. So, a lot of stuff. We still need to talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world. So, don't take away, go too far, or anything along those lines. Because, you know, we are still doing our thing here. So, in some other news, take a listen to this real quick. Singles, guys be warned. It turns out that you need a woman a lot more than they need men when it comes to finding happiness. A pair of University of Toronto psychologists analyzed the data from nearly 6,000 single adults from 10 studies. They found that the unpartnered girls are happier than their guy counterparts in every measurement. Women were found to be happier being on their own, less likely to want a significant other, more sexually satisfied, and more content overall. The researchers found that the reason that women are happier being single is that they have more likely to have supportive platonic relationships. In addition, romantic relationships are less beneficial for women because they're more likely to have taken larger shares of the household duties. That means that single men have more to gain from partnering than women do. Studies in the past have shown that women also tend to enjoy their solitude more than men. To reach this conclusion that single women are happier, the researchers spoke with 6,000 employed adults, none of them who are any spiders in their house. Based on my first marriage, I would have sworn that the way for women to find happiness is to make her significant other unhappy. Okay, I don't know how true that is, but, you know, I'm just saying in general, some stuff to think about. So, I don't know. I'm not a relationship expert. You can ask my wife. She'll tell you. How do you feel about that? Like, do you feel that that's kind of realistic, or do you think that they're off their kilter as they are talking? I mean, I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint, and I go, I'm just trying to be happy. I mean, I don't know. So, some stuff there. Let's talk about some bathroom stalling real quick. 1/3 of employees are afraid to use the washroom where they work, according to a new poll. UK-based bathroom appliance company QS Supplies backed the study, which involved surveying more than 1,000 employees on their workplace habits, with the idea of calculating the impact of bathroom breaks on company productivity. Now, I hate to be too graphic, but hey, who can't relate to this? They found that 1 in 12 employees has never done number 2 at work, and yes, 36% of us are scared to use the work facilities. Why? A lack of privacy was the greatest concern, 59%, followed by yes, embarrassment about the smell, 57%, and noise concerns, 47%. It was estimated that for companies, 2,833 goes down the toilet per office employee each year due to the time spent in the bathroom while on the clock. I love using the restroom at work. I figured that I got a lot to do it, and I might as well get paid while I'm doing it at the same time too. Just saying, some things to be to talk about, and they're afraid to use the company's restroom. That's so weird. Like, where do these people go when they need to hide? I mean, I don't know. I will tell you, I have worked at places where they had some of the worst facilities that I've ever seen. Like, seriously. Like it was like being in a sweatbox the moment you walked in there. And some other stuff. I mean, it just gets weird depending on how you look at it. So there you go. Let's talk about what are the chances you'll survive for another year, or 99.8%. You'll get married is 64%. Your car will be recalled for something, 60%. You'll have to wear glasses, 52%. Your kid's a genius, 4%. You'll have a supernatural encounter, 5.9%. An asteroid will crash into Earth and destroy life sometime in the next 200 years, 0.02%. You'll win an Academy Award, 0.0083%. You'll win the lottery, 0.000019%. You'll die from a pajamas catching on fire, or 0.0000003%. So there you go. That is some odds for you of things to talk about. Anyways, with that being said, let's do something happier. Let's talk to some John Smalls and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Consider the widow of Zarephath. Pay careful attention to the sequence of events. First, God spoke through Elijah. Don't be afraid. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry. The word of the Lord birthed faith in her heart, producing obedience. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. Faith and obedience opened the windows of heaven, so there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. What steps of faith is the Lord asking you to take? Remember, faith and obedience open the windows of heaven. Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to give what we have in order to receive what we so desperately need. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Gail. Jim Carrey said, "I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that it's not the answer." He also said, "Your need for acceptance can make you invisible in this world. Risk being seen in all of your glory." I love that. Jim also said, "You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love." I love that one. Another great quote from Jim Carrey: "As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass." That's cool. And one more: "Life opens up opportunities to you, and you either take them or you stay afraid of taking them."
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
On Feature Story News in Hong Kong, I'm Laura Westbrook. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump announced that former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will head up the Environmental Protection Agency. He's reportedly selected Florida Congressman Michael Waltz as the next National Security Advisor, and Senator Marco Rubio is reportedly being considered for Secretary of State. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Lee Zeldin becomes the latest name to make it onto Donald Trump's top team, being nominated as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. He would oversee Trump's planned rollback on environmental regulations that were put in place by the Biden administration, including clamping down on emissions from power plants and tailpipes. The cabinet-level position would need confirmation from the Senate. Zeldin joins Tom Homan and Elise Stefanik, put forward by Trump to be the border czar and UN ambassador, respectively.
Scientists are virtually certain that 2024 will be the warmest year on record. It comes as world leaders gather in Azerbaijan for the United Nations annual climate conference. Sally Patterson reports.
World leaders from around 200 nations will gather for COP29 over the next 2 weeks. They'll focus in particular on how to limit long-term global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius, a target set by the Paris Agreement in 2015. The US climate envoy spoke at the conference on Monday, around a week after his country elected a new president. John Podesta says Donald Trump may put climate change on the back burner, but work to slow global warming will continue. continue in America. He says Trump's re-election was, quote, bitterly disappointing, and countered the former president's claims that climate change is a hoax.
The UK's defense secretary says US President-elect Donald Trump is right to push European nations to increase NATO defense spending. John Healey added that Trump's new administration is expected to remain committed to the security alliance, despite previous criticism of the bloc by Trump. Simon Guy Tan reports.
UK Secretary of State for Defence John Healey insisted he expects a Trump-led US would not turn away from NATO and would continue to stand alongside Ukraine alongside NATO allies like the UK. Healey also said that Trump had rightly pushed European member states to do more to fund NATO better, and that he himself believed that the European nations in NATO need to do more of the heavy lifting. Trump has previously criticised NATO and accused other member countries of not spending enough on the bloc in comparison with the US, and during the election campaign even threatened to only defend countries that met their defence spending obligations, leading to concerns of the US's commitment to NATO in Trump's upcoming second term. The UK has upped its defence spending pledge to 2.5% of GDP and has urged other member states to do the same.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit. Radio Big.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2019, Disney launches its streaming service, Disney Plus. More than 10 million subscribers signed up within the first 24 hours. That happened back on this date, back in 2019. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Rafi Cassidy turns 23. Russell Westbrook turns 36. Anne Hathaway turns 42. Ryan Carnes turns 42 as well. Ryan Gosling turns 44. Trevin Campbell, 48, Des Bishop, 49, Tanya Harding, 54, Sammy Sosa, 56, Michael Moore, the boxer, just in case, turns 57. Neil Young turns 79. Al Michaels turns 80. And Wallace Shawn turns 81 today. Also today would have been Charles Manson's birthday. He was born back in 1934 and passed in 2017. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's Odd Socks Day, National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day, Fancy Rat and Mouse Day, National Pizza and Work Experts Anchovies Day, National Happy Hour Day. Don't people celebrate that like all the time? World Phenomena Day, National French Dip Day, and National Survivors Day. So a lot of stuff going on right there in days that you might want to celebrate. If you are looking for a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. It goes something like this. My patience is like a gift card. Not sure how much is left, but let's give it a try. There you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What was the most useless piece of advice that someone ever gave you? I don't know how much time you have. I mean, that might be a long one to be able to answer. So there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Your mom likely wore this often back in the day, but only 1 in 10 women say that they wear one today. What is it? It's an apron. It's an apron. Yeah, that's what it is. So there you go. Okay, so that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so as we talk about the world of music and entertainment. That's what we'll be doing over there at RadioBig.fm. If you want to sing here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, you're more than welcome on doing that, as he will be talking about the world of safety consulting, because that is what he talks about. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Our deeds determine us as much as we determine our deeds. So there you go. Something to think about. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.